learn now is the sugya of mamid. Now this is different than the sugya we did before. Because the sugya we did before was about when the schach itself was attached to itself, minei bay. That's the sugya kol holech achar mamid. And that's a din d'oraisa, that if you have, to say, maybe a piece of metal that's attaching the schach together, maybe now the whole thing is like a piece of metal. But today, this sugya is about mamid in the sense that you have a mat or a bamboo, and your mamish. Say you have a typical example is the classic canvas sukkah that has the metal frame, right? We've all seen that. And the schach is mamish. How is the schach standing? There's gravity in the world, so it's the metal frame that's keeping it up. The metal frame is keeping it up. And that we'll see, most probably, is only a din derabbanan that you shouldn't have your sukkah be mamid al yidei dover mekabel tuma. And we'll have to see how we paskin on this shaila. Maybe it's not a problem. Well, we'll see. So first we have to learn the Mishnah. Chof Aleph of Beis. Page 1. Ha'somech sukoso bekari hamita kshera. So a person has a sukkah, schach, and what's keeping the schach up? It's the kare hamita. It's the legs of the bed. And the legs of the bed, presumably, might be mekabel tuma. Or the assumption is it is mekabel tuma. So the first opinion in the Gemara says, kosher, what's the problem? Who says that it can't be schachet? Mekabel tuma, but who says anything else has those limitations? So somech sukoso bekari hamita ksheira. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, imena yichol lamod b'fnei atzma psula. That if the schach can't stand by itself, then it's possible. So if what's keeping the schach up is the kari hamita, that's going to be a problem. But according to Tanakama, no problem. Now what's Rabbi Yehuda's problem? So now the Gemara has two opinions. What's the issue? So my time with Rabbi Yehuda, pligi bar Rabbi Zeva, Rabbi Yave bar Mamul, chad amar b'bnei she'ein la keva. One opinion says, Rashi, Shemetal tell us, Ali Dei Mita. In other words, the sukkah is very. In other words, if you have the bed, and it's. So the bed is movable. So if the sukkah is leaning on the bed, so then maybe the sukkah is not called the Diras. All right. So the dearest, right? In other words, it's so Rabbi Yehuda Shita is the Rabbi Tameh that sukkah is dearest kevavina. So this is too movable. Chadomar mimeisham amida bedover hamekabel tuma. And the other opinion says it's because the legs of the bed are mekabel tuma. So says Rashi, Shemamida, Avopishalolamad, the Psul, Elo l'schach. Hoel v'ikro shal schach elu mamidim havek ilu sichich v'dover ha-mekabel tumma. Right? In other words, it's like you're using something in this mekabel tumma. I think Rav Shechter once mentioned from one of the Achronim, maybe from Rav Yosef Engel perhaps, that he wanted to say maybe Shitas Rashi is that it's even a din d'oraisa, because he says it's ki'ilu. But it's not 100%. You could say midrabanan it's ki'ilu. You know, it's not so foolproof. But it's definitely a problem. So the Gemara says, may beinayu. So it's like this. The point of you, Tadakama, there's no problem whatsoever. Right? There's no problem whatsoever. Because it's only within Rabbi Yehuda. And within Rabbi Yehuda, the idea of Dover Mekabel Tumah is only one of the opinions of the Maharim. So the concept that we always say you can't have your schach resting on the metal frame, that's only according to Rabbi Yehuda and only according to one opinion within Rabbi Yehuda. So we have to see, first of all, who do we pass them like? Do we pass them like Tanakama? If we pass them like Tanakama, there's nothing to talk about. Everything's good. Sheira. So the Gemara says, "My bay nayu." Kigon shenot shvudim shel barzel v'sichech aleihem. What if you have metal beams and you stuck them in the ground? So if you stuck them in the ground, it's keva. You can't just move it. I mean, you can uproot it, but it's not so easily. Not like a bed. You need to move the bed. You move the bed. So, sichel mando amar l'fishein l'keva harish l'keva. Mando amar l'nei shal amida b'dov amar kabel tumah. Yeah. Oh. So our good friend Reb Shimon is asking, why don't you say the whole thing we were discussing? That knots, so why don't you say that that it's mechubar l'karka, so therefore it's not mekabel tumah. Like the whole sugi we were talking about. Yeah, in other words, knots. What does knots means to stick it in the ground? So he's asking. In other words, but you have to realize that part of the discussion was it has to be nasses to kach. But could it be that these shvudim weren't necessarily made to stick in the ground? And then you just stick stuff in the ground? You can. Right, so if that be the case, that would answer the question. There is, because if something is not made l'shamish sakarka, and you just stick it in the ground, it's not an automatic that it's not going to be mekabel tumah. It's that it was made like the door. This door, whoever manufactured this door, was made. No one manufactures doors to just use in any other fashion than as a door. And a door means it's going to be attached to the rest of the house, the building. So there's nothing else. But shvudim, you could use shvudim for, I guess, a lot of things. Right? It's not such a... So that's why, even though you just, in the end you decided to stick it in the ground, you might still the kabel tumah. Okay, but that's a good question, because it puts together everything we were learning till now with this. So I like that question. The Gemara says, "Amar Abaye lo shanu ala samach." Aval sichech al gabi mita ksheira. Rashi. Al sichich lo samach sichim b'karayim ela al gabi yisaidus. Al kol dov nesuke enam el mitos b'shloshet tzadim. No pasuk Rabbi Yehuda. Pagmin pesul min el suke el sichuch v'zem lo lo who v'lo mamidim pesulim. In kevin nami is kevin el sichuch. In other words, but if the schach was listed, was resting on something else, some type of pegs, so Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't passel. Okay. So let's see. So how do we paskin? So take a look on page 3 in the Baal HaMor. First, let's look in the Rif. Hasamech sukoso bekari hamitak shera. Rabbi Yehuda minin yichol lama v'neasim psul. Lama by loshonu ala samach. Aval sichek abe hamitak shera. And that's what Rashi says. So says the Baal HaMor, Mor HaKotun, Somach Sukkos V'Karei Amita, because of Lariv Shmaitse, that by the Amal Shonu Somach, V'Nira and Midvar Shahalocha Kirab Yehuda. So he says that from the Rif is Mashma, that he passes like Rabbi Yehuda. Because that's why they make it the chiluk. Because Yehuda says pasul, but that's only samach, which is resting on the Dovra Mekabel Tumah. But he says li nirash halacha k'divei chacham. But the Baal HaMor himself holds like the chachamim. So what's this with chachamim? Ksheira. He holds Ksheir. So according to the Baal HaMor, everything is good. And the Ramban says no, because the whole sugya was within the opinion, the whole discussion in the Gemara was only within Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. So that's why the Mechamah says that whenever you have two opinions and then the whole discussion in the Gemara revolves around one of the opinions, that's Matra, that that's the Iker Shita. Okay. What do you say? Oh, yeah, so that we have to see. Okay, so let's take a look. There is a tshuva of the Rashba on page 6. So this is called a shut on page 4. Shut HaRashba HaMiuchasos LaHaRamban. What does that mean? That's really the Rashba, but it used to be attributed that it was the Ramban. But it's really Shut HaRashba. So we have the shut of the Rashba, we have the shut of the Ramban, and then we have the tshuvas of the Rashba that people thought was the Ramban, but it's really the Rashba. So that gets its own category. So this is the discussion. Using ladders for skach. Sulam mutzavartza. Sheila. Sulam hametaltel. Imutel nesachek bo lechatchila. So do we say that, well, what is a sulam? I mean, it's not a metal ladder. It was talking about a wooden ladder. So a wooden ladder. So maybe it's just like pieces of wood. So pieces of wood are gedule karka. They're not mekabel tuma. So maybe if you have enough, you get enough ladders, that there'll be tzilsa meruba mechamasa, then maybe it's good. Or no. Or maybe we say, harekidat, we said, we learned the halacha, that even though a flat piece of wood is not mekabel tuma, but if it's like a broad piece of wood that you could, like someone once said, like a challah board or something like that, that you could put something on it, so midrabanan, it's mekabel tuma. So maybe you could say that since you climb on the ladder, right? So like you use the wooden steps of the ladder, so maybe that's like so it's not mamish a receptacle, right? But it's sort of like a cleat. Right, so that's the question. I don't know. That is the question. Do ladders, could a ladder, sulam, be used in for a skach? And if anyone asks you who speaks about that, you tell them it's the Shut Harashba HaMiyukosos LaRamban. That's what you tell them. But we're going to see that this tshuva is going to be spoken about in the Shulchan Aruch, so this is like a chosh of a tshuva. So he says, "Sulam ze also latalk tel kasak v'yirechos of nekuvim mekabel rosh hashlivos." He says, "Yeah, of course, because the ladder has like indentations, like the vertical part, the two vertical parts. You put the ladder in each of the holes. So isn't that sort of like so the vertical parts like have a shtickel receptacle to?" The kabel, the base kabel to the kabel, the steps, because the steps are put into the each of the vertical part has a hole in it, and then the horizontal steps are put into the vertical poles. So maybe we'll see. Right, he's saying exactly. There's a dafshel nachtomim, like a challah board, that's only midrabanan. There's no receptacle. There's a dafshel nachtomim, and it's only midrabanan, midrabanan. Shem pshut deglez v'kabel tum midrabanan. Ela, v'mashamish adam, v'mashamish shulchan, v'tavla v'dofi. V'mashamish adam levad, Kedaf shell nachtomil drabonim, but the sulam is more. What do you want to say, Aaron?
Basically, just any tool. Like it doesn't have to be a vessel. So any tool.
Well, normally, like cleats, it has to be usually a receptacle. On a derisa level, it has to have a base keyboard. It has to have a receptacle.
So not any tool.
Right. It depends on the material.
What do you draw the line? Is a challah board a kabel tuma or not?
What did you just say?
No,
because there's no receptacle. But since Tosis and Sukkah says that something is broad and you can put stuff on it, so they made it, so it looks like a receptacle, so they made it tuma midrabanan.
But it is a receptacle, a challah board, isn't it?
No. Receptacle is like this box. This is a receptacle. Receptacle means you put something in. Like a cup has a receptacle. A box is a receptacle. Yes, Matt?
So, if you had a wooden ladder that was made from one piece of wood, you cut around to make the ladder, so that there was no kind of holes.
Right, in other words, if you were able to cut it out without making holes, that would be different.
What would it be but that's still, I mean, that would make him a kabbal tum.
Right, maybe midrabanan, certainly not midaraisa. So what's the story? So he says it could be it's makabel tuma. So you shouldn't use it for tzach. Where are you reading? Yeah, so he says that's like what Matt Lavi was saying, that's talking about a sulam that doesn't have a base kibul. So certainly wouldn't be Tomei Midaraisa. That's that first paragraph. So he says, it's interesting that like on Sukkot, before Sukkot, people would throw their ladders because it was wood. So they said, you know, well, how much wood do we have? So they would throw their ladders on top of the Sukkot. But he says, even though it's not good, he says, Mustabra, last paragraph on the right side of page 5, he says, Mustabra shafil kishtim to lom ashein masachim bo, filhoch kol shaf sukkah ksheira. But if the sukkah is kshera on its own right, still some room kamaso, so that would be okay. So that's the Shuvas Harashba. That's Makamal Tumu. Okay, and then let's take a look in the Trumas Hadeshin on page 2. He says, "Ma'u l'chaber klotzos ha'sukkah v'masmeirish shel barzel." The beams of the sukkah, could we use metal nails, or lakashram bevavlos, or can we take worn out clothing and tie down the sukkah because they're mekabel tumah? So he says, what's the story? Is that called mamid? So he says, you're the incapacitated bedover. You don't have to worry, because even though the gemara says perka yoshin, or the stana stomach is because of karamita ksheira, or the miyachol amfias of psula komar. So he says, okay, the Rif says it's apostle, become Mokam, apostle Kashiri, but the Rush holds the other way. The Rush holds the Iker reason is the Kever reason. The time the Kever Iker, low time in Damid Bidom Kabal Tumah. And he says, near in the Mukhah Midir of Alphas, the son of the time of the Makabal Tumah Lavikerhu, because he never quotes that reason in the Rif. The Rif never quoted that halacha of the reason Psul because it's in Makabal, because it's Makabal Tumah. What do you think?
Right now, the reef is saying that, apparently, by the fact that he mentioned the Baye, he must be saying that you can use the mitzvah, can't be with Taket, the Kamuk mitzvah, because it's Yirak Teh, because you need a Yirak Teh.
Right.
But we said, in Taket Aleph, we had a reef that said we're specifically not like Rabbi Yudah and Anna Kabbalah that you need a Yirak Teh, Arai, not Yirak Teh.
Right.
So, you can't, how could you understand the reef?
Right, you're saying we don't pass by that opinion. Let's just say we...
Before Rashi, how can anybody explain what they say?
Right. Unless you can be mechalic between different cases, that this case of Kev is different than the case of Lamal and Mechof. But you're right. You have a good point. So let's see. So after all said and done, all these different shitas, again, you have two opinions in the Mishnah, and then two opinions in the Gemara. I'll leave it to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So how do we pass it in the end? So what does the Shulchan Aruch say on page six? So it says the Shulchan Aruch with Tov Reish Muhammad Sif Gimel. So he's leaning the sukkah on the shmita. Yesh gova asar tfachim in amita l'schach sherim lo psulam. Samach sukkah amudim akarayim him defanos afil en gova asar amita l'schach sherim yesh asar tfachim l'orta l'schach. So here he's saying that what is he saying? Well, what is he saying? Is he saying it's Kshera, right? So is that mashma that he's passing like Tana Kama? Right? So next to Kosa Al Kari Hamita, but Rahim Mechitzus. Yeah, less than 10. Okay, one second. Masomach sukkasa al kari hamita, vakarayim hei mechitzis. Yesh gavo asar tzvachim in hamita, tzkach shera. So it's kosher. So why is it kosher? Why don't you say it's still not kevo or it's kevo? So you see, ostensibly he passes like the Chachamim. We'll see. And then we have another Shulchan Aruch on the next page here, on page 7. Take a look. So he discusses what's the story about ladders. Sulam. Back to the Sulam. Page is topic imutol aniach Sulam al agag kidei lasachich al gabo. So here you're putting a schach on the sulam. So was yesh the topic whether that's good or not? So I don't understand. I mean, what? Right. In other words, if the pshat of the mechaber and sif yud gimel was that there's no problem with mamid, it's kosher. So then, why over here is he saying a par of a lashon? Because l'chora, this discussion whether you can put a schach on the sulam, if you assume the sulam is mekabel tumah, which, like the Rashba seems to say, that sulam is mekabel tumah, so then what's the suffix? What's the suffix? Is it, suffix is whether you could put your schach and dover mekabel tumah, but I thought we saw from that other halacha that it was okay. So if you'd give them. So how does everything shtim here? You hear the question? Because on one hand, he says, so because I'll carry a mitzvah's ksheira. So that seems that there's no problem with man. And then he says, yesh l'stape, what's the din about putting schach on a ladder? So what's the suffix? If the suffix is which sheet did we follow, so why was he so sure which sheet did we follow? So this seems to be a steer in the Mechaber. Talking about steers in the Mechaber. Seems to be a steer in the Mechaber. So that's why we have the Magen Avraham here to help us along. Magen Avraham, the classic commentary on Aruch Chaim. So look here in the Magen Avraham on page 7. First he calls, we didn't do the Ran. So let me show you the Ran before we start the Magen Avraham. Let's take a look at the Ran. What page is a good question? What page?
3.
So the Ran says, speaking of Allah, came into Al Fasi, Fasi will also not the Abai, will show no. Mashmut Kemlan, Rabbi Yehuda. Kol Heichem, the Shokl, the Torah, Moriah, leave the Chatana, Mashmut, the Hilkel, the Kavasi. Look on the fourth line from the bottom, on the Kabbalah. Just like you can't... Shev Shem Nassim Masachim B'dover Mekabal Tumah Kach Eim Amidimo B'shem Zeyr Bavu Visha Aksham Dogu Lismoch Sukos Al Gabi Ksolim. Where people would lie their Schach on stone walls. Like say you have stone walls in your driveway, so you can put a piece of bamboo from one stone wall to the other stone wall. Now stone is also not what? It's also not roy for schach. So why? So the Ran asks, if we have this idea that you can't put schach on, you can't have a mamid on something, that's not only a mamid on Dover from the Kabbal Tumah, it's also a mamid on anything that's not roy for schach. Stone is not roy for schach, it's not gedulei karka. So how are they able to do it? So he says, "Avogav shachsel nagel l'smoch sukas al gabik solim shem sachem hem v'fishen gedulei mina art." And it's time shem d'lo shchiach l'sach kliyotivon. But the whole idea is it's a gzeira. We're afraid that if you start using leaning your schach on something that's mekabel tumah, then you'll start using it for the schach itself. But who in his mind would ever use stones for the schach? It's not going to work. Like rocks on top, it'll fall down. You know, it's not something that people. So therefore, even though there's a din that you can't use something, but here, yeah, like this is a like this. This is like the bamboo, frame, like you know. So that would be the problem because somebody theoretically could use these things, these metal poles, for stuff. So we're afraid we're gonna put the bamboos on top of it, and you'll say, forget the bamboos, we'll just use these. And they'll buy 30 of these instead of the bamboos. But, so there's a chashash that you'll make a mistake. But lemaisa, that only applies to this, but it doesn't apply to what? It doesn't apply to... to stones. So now let's go back to the Mogen Avraham. Yeah. Treat what the same?
The four miskach and miskach.
Right, because people will make mistakes, right.
That makes our, so that makes the previous question.
But in a case where we don't, so therefore the Rad says the meaning was that they would support the bamboos on stones. So the Rad says that's okay because no one's going to confuse the two.
Right, but that makes the previous question wrong.
The what?
We could confuse the ladder.
Oh, so the ladder, that's the question. What's shot? That he's all of a sudden, but the latter he's yesh l'stapik. Right before he seems to say it's okay, and now all of a sudden yesh l'stapik. And I told you the Dvar Shmuel says it wasn't written by the same person, but here's from Tofresh Chof Test to Tofresh Lamed. Unless maybe that was the cutoff, you know, the other person got the next, if you want to subscribe to the Dvar Shmuel. Not everyone subscribes to the Dvar Shmuel. Bah. One's one after the other, so let's see what the Mogen Avraham says. Yes. They mamid him. No, they would. No, because they would make skach from karamita also. But maybe we don't hold from this gzera. Well, because we hold Kshera. Yeah. That's what it sounds when he quotes the, in Tafresh Lamed Yud Gimel. So he says, Fablam Shabizal Kosal Avonin, Mishum Roshkir, Shisach Lehavod, Kuvayam Yadid, Kaigam, Bezdir Mikri, Vishnogim, Lamed Kanim Tachas Aschach, Umidis Hasidisum. Now, he says, we call Mokum. First word in the line is Mokum. We call Mokum. The first word in the line is Mokum. Tzarchiyan, Mehadim, Sof Simit, Tofresh Lamed, Pasuk Arab, Beis Yosef, Behedya, Demudal Amid, Vidor, Mekabal Toba. So what's going on over here? Niblochein, Afil, Kavol, Asar, Psula. Right? Only if it's not Asar, Shere. But, so it's Mamish, a steerer. And Jesse says it's the Mustaber, Tafreh, you want to say Rosh Mul, he got Tafreh Chof Test, someone else got Tafreh Lama. What? He's saying in the end they should have done a better editing job to keep some, mail it. You have something in Hilchos Purim and something in Hilchos Avelos is far away. But here it's like, so he doesn't think that's the way to go to answer this question. Even though I still wonder about that. I still wonder. I don't know. There's a part of me that likes this Dvar Shmuel. There's a part of me. So, but you got to learn the Mogen Avraham. You always have to know every Mogen Avraham. Not everyone agrees with every Mogen, but you always, that's like basic, Like you can't, today people stop with you, they learn Mishnah Berurah, but like Rav Shechel pointed out, for years everyone learned Shulchan Aruch with Mogen Avraham. That was the way you learned Halacha. Supposedly Rav Geli once said, if you give a shiur in Gemara and you're not fully prepared, so you can wing it. But if you're giving a shiur in Mogen Avraham and you're not fully prepared, you can't wing a Mogen Avraham. This is you can't wing a Mogen Avraham. So let's see what the Mogen Avraham is saying here. It So he says, L'chara, he says, so it seems to be a stira. So what's the answer? Okay, move the seal to Mr. Deshon. The Muddle Hamid is over Makabu Tobu. Hey, no Bush, Behadia. Hey, nearly the Masha Osar Besulam, Hey, Mishu Mashi Atzma Schach Possel. Hey, no Barashma. Yadua Shachuva, Hamukosis Laramban, who he gam came Meharashma. Mishneem the Dorach and Islam. He says the case of the, in other words, if you're going to use the ladder to put the schach on, but the ladder is also serving a schach, because the ladder is going to be hovering over the whole sukkah. So it's not only a shayel of mamid, it's a shayel of schach posel itself, because the ladder is going to be the lower level, you know, level of the schach, and then you're going to put more schach on top. So true, it's being mabed, but that's not the issue, because mabed is not a problem. It's only going to be an issue of schach posel itself, because it's mekabel tuma. Okay, shneil v'lamed eschach v'dover mekabel tuma shari k'moshe kosuvu harosh v'tuma sedeshim ariel. That's one. Or another possibility is that maybe that din is only a din b'diavet. So fresh law, so if you. But the first day in the Magen Avraham is saying that the Bechlal is no problem.
What?
The first day in the Magen Avraham is saying it's Bechlal not a problem to be Mamid. It could be a problem if it's not only Mamid, but it's part of the Schach Posel. The second parent says, he's saying, watch. That maybe that Sif Zayin is talking about Lechatchila, and the other Sif is talking about B'diavad. What do you say to that? I don't know. What do you say? And this Yeshli's topic is the what? Is the Chuvas HaRashba of Yechesis L'Ramban. Because if the context of the Ramban is, can I use it for schach? That's the context. So he's saying, no, you can't. But if it's actually possible, maybe not, because you have enough schach in there anyway. So even though he uses the Lash Muhammad a lot, but that's not because of the Buddha. You look at the Shulatar, or probably because of the Ramban, as we thought about, he uses the schach. So basically, he uses the schach when he can use it for schach or not, because the child is it makabel tumah or not. But if you're not using a schach, it's just off to the side. It's part of the perimeter of the sukkah. Then it's partial that it's okay. Right, because we paskin maybe like chachamim, or we paskin, you know, the basher, or we paskin like even though we pass the super spirit sarai, but maybe we have a distant. But it seems the Pashup Shad in this whole sugya is that the Pashup Shad in the whole sugya from the Shulchan Aruch is that he's fasting in the pool on this whole shayla. So this whole issue that we always talk about with the metal, it seems that it's not in the Shita, yeah, but that's not the Ike Shita in the Shulchan Aruch. Well, the discussion we had till now about if the schach was held together by metal, that's a different discussion. That's because that's a different din of man. That's why I keep stressing that the two dinim, that din of man is the din of a kol holach achar man. And what's the idea of Yesh L'Stapik? Yesh L'Stapik is, you get the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch is misleading, because you think he's discussing L'Sachech Al-Gabo, but that's not what he's discussing. He's discussing whether if it's Sachech Al-Gabo, then it's part of the Sachech itself. But he's not really discussing the Din of Mamed. The Din of Mamed is in Yud Gimel, where he says it's okay. So, and there's a Chazon Ish. He himself, as Rav Shechter points out, he's the machmir, but as Rav Shechter points out, that's only in the chumra. But he himself holds the mikra din it's kosher, as Rav Shechter always points out. Yeah, look in the Chazon Ish here. Rav Shechter quotes the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish always say, you know, it's the big machmir, mami the mami. We'll talk about that as a shem in the future. But that's only Aliba the chumra shita. But mikra din, as Rosh Hashanah pointed out, Chazon Ish holds that it's mutter. Okay, so Yeah. Okay, so we'll see. Baruch Hashem, we have to see more tomorrow about this. But it's interesting. This became like such a famous halacha, and when you look in the Shulchan Aruch, it seems that it's mutter. I told you this is more famous than the halachas we've talked about before. When you actually, yeah, that halacha no one heard of. That's a din d'oraisa. And this, I mean, we saw it was a suffix in Shulchan Aruch, how we paskin, look how we tefillas kelim, right? But this halacha that everyone, it seems to be that it's mutter. And all of a sudden everyone gets so wound up about this thing. It's interesting. Because the bottom line is, the Shulchan Aruch seemingly says it's mutter. First day of the Mogen Avraham, second day of Mogen Avraham is mashma that it's only in the end. But that's not the poshut shot in the Shulchan Aruch. The first day of the Mogen Avraham is the poshut shot. And the difference between using it as tach or using it as just a mam. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow I have to go to the North Shore tomorrow, so Bez Hashem, I'm sure probably in the classroom, like from 10 to 10:45, I'd say we'll do tomorrow. Something like that.